Hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Welcome in to the Action Line here on a Monday, and it is all Blue Raiders this morning. We're talking about Middle Tennessee State University. Got lots to talk about, so we're going to talk about a deadline that's coming up for some scholarships. Also, the MTSU Recording Industry Department among the best in the nation again. And finally, MTSU and their Rape Aggression Defense System, or RAD, course that is coming up soon. So that's what we've got on the agenda this morning. So first of all, let's tackle the topic of that December 1st deadline for scholarships coming up. And joining us in studio today, Kristen Jansen, the Associate Director of Freshman Recruitment at MTSU. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you here. So this is always that time of the year where you see folks kind of scurrying to get, you know, their I guess public service done and all that to get get those scholarships and things coming in. So what can you tell us there? That's a lot more than Tennessee Promise that we're talking about.
Correct. So the December 1st deadline is for our guaranteed academic scholarships for our incoming first year students. So the students that are in high school right now, or maybe have graduated high school but haven't gone anywhere else since they finished up. So when students apply to the university, if they have at least a 3.5 GPA and a 22 ACT composite score, it is guaranteed money. There are no questions asked. All they have to do is apply on our website, pay a $25 application fee, then submit their ACT or SAT scores and their high school transcripts. There are no questions. We just want everything on file by December the 1st. That is the priority deadline. So it is coming up. We are super busy right now trying to finish all those applications, get everything in for all of those students so they get those awards, because those can be stacked with the Hope Lottery scholarships. And the thing to remember for anybody out there listening is that the higher the ACT score gets, the more money that's awarded for the students. And we will hold for December test scores. So if those students are out there and you're taking the ACT on December the 14th, we will hold for those scores for scholarship consideration.
You still have to do submission by December 1st, though, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay. We want everything else in by December the 1st. Even if you've got the application, the fee, the transcript, and you're just missing that test score, as long as everything is in our system and processed before December 1, then you are still in a good spot as far as the scholarship admission.
So if they are taking the December 14th ACT, do they need to note that when they send in their submission before December 1st, or will you figure that out?
No, I guess. Sir. We will pretty much figure it out. ACT has been really good to us this year, getting scores back really quickly. I know with the October test, we had scores in about 2 to 3 weeks. Typically, it can be upwards of 6 to 8 weeks, just depending on the amount of students that are taking that test. So hopefully with the December 14th date, I doubt we'll get them before we close for the Christmas holiday, but we will most certainly have those downloaded electronically whenever we come back on January the 2nd.
Now, just so we understand, this is not for like the spring semester starting in January. This is for the next academic year?
Correct. Yes, sir. So these are for all of the students that are coming in fall of 2025. So it will be our 2025-2026 incoming first year students.
Okay, very good. Talking with Kristen Jansen today, Associate Director of Freshman Recruitment at MTSU. And would these scholarships be just for those who have not, I mean, they're first-time college students?
Yes, sir. Okay. So these are the ones that are either still in high school or they graduated, but they have not done any post-secondary institutional work since graduating from high school. So it's the students that are my high school seniors that are going to be graduating in May of 2025. There is a whole separate deadline and procedure for my transfer students. Those deadlines are not until February, and there is a different set of criteria for those students. With the transfer scholarships, we're looking more at their transfer GPA and then their transfer hours, and the high school work doesn't necessarily factor into any of that.
Okay. That is definitely good to know. know. Is there a specific name for the scholarships that we're talking about here?
They all have really fun names, okay. And they've kind of evolved since I came on board many years ago. So we have the True Blue Scholarship, there's the Centennial, there's the Presidential and the Trustee Scholarship, and each of those is a different scholarship bracket. So again, the higher that test score gets with those students, the higher up that award is going to go, and those awards are good for 4 years, which is really incredible. So if a student comes in and they're sitting at, you know, a ACT of a 25, they've got that 3.5 GPA, they keep a 3.0 all throughout their time at MTSU, they're keeping that lottery scholarship, and then they're keeping their academic scholarship too. So essentially a lot of students go to school tuition free,
yeah,
for the most part when they're stacking those scholarships. We are very proud of our affordable tuition. That is something President McPhee is very passionate about. Over 83% of the students are on some type of financial aid, and at least half graduate completely debt free from the university.
So we're talking about more than just four scholarships, or four people with four scholarships, right?
Okay. Right. Yes. So the ones that have that December 1st deadline, those are the guaranteed academic scholarships. There are a plethora of other scholarships available for students. Students do have to be admitted before they can apply for those. So the ones that are more of the foundation, the private scholarships, the departmental funds, those typically have deadlines in February and March. So a little later, students have a little more time to work on those, and those aren't necessarily based on merit. It might be a personal essay, it might be a resume, might be letters of recommendation. Where the academics will factor into it, it is not the main component of those awards.
Is there a certain site where, I know we're throwing out a lot of dates and deadlines and it's like, what do you do? Is there a certain place that they should go on MTSU's website?
Yes, the best place to look for all of this information is mtsu.edu/scholarships. So that will lay out every single award that is available. It will list those incoming first-year student awards, the transfer awards, a little bit about the Hope Lottery Scholarship, the private and foundation scholarships, departmental funds, anything under the sun, you name it, it's going to be on that website for the students and their families.
So that is the place to go,
yes,
for
sir.
Sure. Now, let's take, for instance, the True Blue Scholarship. Is there just one True Blue Scholarship winner, or are there several for these? We're not talking about just one person here.
No, sir. It is anyone that meets that criteria gets the award. There is no cap on those awards. So, you know, if there are 500 students that have that ACT range of the 22 to the 24 with that 3.5 GPA, all of those students are getting that award, no questions asked.
Well, that's great. And then above 24 is a different scholarship.
Yes, sir.
So you all kind of sort that out once you get all of the applications.
Yes, we just take whatever the best composite is on file. We do not super score, which is a question we get a lot in admissions land, because other large scale institutions do super score. But for us, we just take the best overall composite. So say a student takes the ACT three times, they make a 22, a 25, and then a 24. We're going to keep that 25 on file for them, and that's what goes into the scholarship bracket for them. So that's going to get them that higher scholarship amount at that 25.
Kind of, it's been a while since I've talked scholarship. So super score, is that just like an average of all of the, if you take it three times, you average them up?
The easiest way to describe it is where, like, if you take the test three times, you take your best science, your best English, your best math, your best math and your best reading, and you average all those best attempts together. So that's why they call it a super score, because it's your best attempt on all those little subjects.
Gotcha.
But for us, again, it is just the best overall composite, whether it's time number one, time number five, time number 10 for some students. It's whatever's going to be beneficial to the student.
Students can start taking the ACT, their junior year, somewhere in there, or even earlier?
They can take it earlier. I've had freshmen that have taken the ACT. The students in Tennessee are very fortunate. They get the ACT for free their junior year, but there are students that will take it prior to that. So, for instance, my daughter is a junior. She took it in October in order to prep herself for the ACT in the springtime that they host at the high school. So there are still students that take the ACT all the way through senior year and even that summer after they graduate, especially if they want to get either scholarships or they just want to boost it up and you know, maybe just get admitted to the university with a better composite score.
Yeah, or, you know, improve that 24 to 25
exactly.
or whatnot.
Exactly. It makes a huge difference. And that was something my father was very, very adamant about growing up. I was right on the cusp of two scholarships. And he kept saying, if you get one more point, I'm like, Dad, I am tired. I am so tired. I've taken this test 6 times. Please let me stop. And so eventually it just got to where I tapped out. So we realized that testing is not for everybody. That's why there are other scholarships available that aren't solely based on those test scores.
So for someone who's listening this morning, maybe they have kids, grandchildren that will be going to college soon. It can be overwhelming, I think, to know what mm-hmm. scholarships are there, how much money is it going to cost, you know, and missing deadlines. So is there, not just for the scholarships we're talking about today in this December 1st deadline, but does the website have on there all of the scholarships that are available and the deadlines and the requirements and such?
Yes. On that scholarship database, the mtsu.edu/scholarships, everything is listed in full detail. It is one giant application. Students go in, upload their materials, and select all the scholarships they want to apply for. And it will tell them in detail what the scholarship criteria is, what the requirements are, when the deadline is, and how much the award is, and for how long that award is available. So some awards might be $1,000 for 1 year. Other awards might be $500 for 4 years. So everything is listed there.
Okay.
And if there are questions, our one-stop office is absolutely phenomenal. They have people available all the time, in person, online, on a virtual counter. So if people have questions, then they can always reach out to the MT One-Stop, and their website is mtsu.edu/one-stop.
One stop. Very good to know. Anything else? I guess we need to also mention those who are medical students that are coming in too, right?
Yes. So we do have a really great partnership with Meharry Medical College in Nashville. They that application is for those high school seniors right now. So we also want those applications in by December the 1st. It is a pretty competitive field to be in, and they select very small cohorts every single year. So the great thing about that program is that if a student absolutely knows that they want to be a doctor whenever they finish, they can go throughout their time at MTSU with the specific cohort with this program, and then they all transition to Meharry together, and then they all graduate together, and if they finish, then they graduate debt-free, which is really fantastic.
Wow.
So it is a full ride. The College of Basic and Applied Sciences has really worked hard on this initiative, and there are several cohorts in, but they have seen it grow, and they want to get more students out there. So if that's something that students are interested in, they do need to be admitted to the university before they can complete that application for the early medical school program.
Okay, very good. And all of that information is on the same website we've been
everything
talking
is,
about.
Yes, so yes, of course. There is more specific information
sure.
for that program on the Basic and Applied Science website, which is just mtsu.edu/CBAS, C-B-A-S. But there's the website has everything you need. There are next steps. There's deadlines for everything. There are, you know, if I have a question, who do I go to? What's really great, too, is we have a whole section devoted to visiting campus and learning more about the university, either at Murfreesboro or outside of Murfreesboro.
Okay.
So for instance, this week we're finishing up our True Blue tours. So today we are actually in Shelbyville, catering to high school counselors, principals, prospective students, and their families down at the Blue Ribbon Room. And then later this week on Thursday, we're over in Wilson County at the Farm Bureau Center in Lebanon. So again, those are opportunities. If people cannot get to campus, we want to take campus to them. In my opinion, it is very, very beneficial to be on a university's campus just to kind of see what it's like, how it feels. You kind of know when you get there if, like, hey, this is the place for me. At least it did when I was going to school. So the opportunity for the True Blue tours are for the students that can't physically make it over to Murfreesboro, whether they're 30 minutes away or they're 3.5 hours away in Memphis. We take everyone that they would need to talk to out to those areas so they can meet the president, they can meet the departments, they can meet academic advisors, admissions, one stop, but then they also get the opportunity to win scholarships, which is huge.
That's
and that
awesome.
Brings a lot of folks out every time. It's really exciting.
I bet. MTSU.edu/scholarships. That's
yes.
where you'll want to go for a lot of the information that we've talked about this morning. And Kristen, thanks for stepping in today. I know you were a last minute addition and so was I. So here we go.
Strength in numbers, right?
That's right. That's right. Go to the bench. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Absolutely. Kristen Jansen joining us today, Associate Director of Freshman Recruitment at MTSU, joining us here this morning on The Action Line.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We started doing a limited time only menu, so once a month, we add new menu items to it for 1 month only. The meatloaf, which is one of our more popular ones at Demas's restaurant. We brought a salmon with a roasted pecan sauce on it. We have potato skins. We've had a wedge salad. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Kick off the holiday season downtown Murfreesboro at the annual Christmas tree lighting powered by MTE. It's Friday, December 6th, 5 to 8. Enjoy caroling, a visit with Santa, and watch the tree light up. Downtown Murfreesboro, December 6th.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Lessons, we got that. Drums and every other instrument with strings or keys. Music World and Drummer's Den, the one-stop shop where you have everything that you might need. Ukuleles, violins, things that they're not expecting to find just everywhere they go. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course. Music World and Drummer's Den.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center. This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
I'm Brian Barrett. The TSSAA has announced its initial realignment for Rutherford County schools for the 25 through 27 school years. Significant changes across several sports. In football, Region 3-6A will include all 8 Rutherford County teams that were previously split across different regions. They'll now come together. In Region 5-1A, Eagleville will be joined by Cornersville, Fayetteville, Huntland, Moore County, and Richland. And in Division 2 Single A, MTCS and PCA will be grouped in the East Region alongside Concord Christian, Grace Baptist, Providence Academy of Johnson City, and the King's Academy in Seymour, along with Webb School. Two sports like basketball, baseball, softball, major shifts also here. The Rutherford County 4A teams, all 8, will be split into 2 different districts. District 9 4A will consist of Blackman, Laverne, Smyrna, Stewart's Creek. District 10 4A, Oakland, Riverdale, Rockvale, and Siegel. These districts will form Region 5, which will now feature a westward travel for sectional games instead of competing in the Chattanooga area. Also, for Central Magnet, they will be in District 8 3A alongside DeKalb County, Macon County, and Watertown. Big change for them. In District 10 1A, Eagleville will be paired with Cullioca, Hampshire, Mount Pleasant, and Santa Fe. MTCS and PCA will remain in Division 2 Single A District 3, Nashville Christian and University School of Nashville moving to a different district with new additions Franklin Christian, Highland Rim, and St. Cecilia.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news. A look at the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning. It's been slow trying to get into Clarksville from the earlier crash we had in Montgomery County on 24 westbound near the 9-mile marker. Yes, it's busy coming eastbound as you head towards the Jolton area. Still some volume over here right now on 40 westbound. All that traffic coming in from Mount Juliet there into Hermitage, working your way towards Donaldson Pike there on 40 westbound. Give yourself extra time out here. There's been lots of radar. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, anything at all going on with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Partial sunshine develops here this afternoon. We'll see a high in the mid-40s. Tonight, a chance for some showers and thunderstorms here late, cloudy, and a low near 60. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 57.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our conversation about the Blue Raiders, Middle Tennessee State, is continuing this morning. Michelle Conceson is joining us today, the chair of the MTSU Recording Industry Department. And can't wait to talk about some really great things. It's always fun to come and toot your own horn, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Back.
Well, Billboard Magazine is out with some very exciting news.
It is. We've been really excited. It's 10 years now that we have been listed in the top music business programs worldwide in Billboard Magazine, which Billboard is, you know, there are sort of two big, that's the big trade magazine in the music industry. So that's kind of the cream of the crop there in terms of getting their validation. I think one thing that I loved this year in particular is the article, so they don't rank by number. It's just they list their top, I think it's 40 or 42, 45. Mm-hmm. They list their top in alphabetical order, but the story this year was really about affordable programs, and so our dean, Beverly Keel, was quoted right at the top of the article. So while we are in the M's in the listing, I was really proud to see her quoted talking about our program, so that was pretty cool.
Now, the Department of Recording Industry is part of the larger College of Mass or Media and Entertainment.
That's correct. Okay. But I loved your little momentary.
I
think you might be an alum. Am I right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Back when it was called MassCom. Yeah.
MassCom. Yeah, that was the first thing that came into mind. We had a lot of classes with the recording industry folks. A lot of that stuff overlaps, which is very cool.
And that's pretty much what was really unique that they called out this year was, so we operate out of the only media College of Media and Entertainment. And what that means is, so a lot of other universities, your music business program will be in the music department. We have an amazing music department at MTSU. But what's awesome about being in a separate college is we actually can both operate true to what we're trying to teach. And in the College of Media and Entertainment, we get to collaborate with, you know, animation students. We have collaborations with all these different classes across the college. So students are getting that experience, not just recording music for one use, but all the forms of audio production, all of the different executions of commercial songwriting, and in the music business program, working across the college to really learn how, you know, music is not in a silo at all. It's involved in everything we do.
I would assume as well for those prospective students who are looking at, you know, the Department of Recording Industry, they have to think Murfreesboro, 30 minutes south of Nashville. Yeah. It's like the, you know, a mecca for music recording industry.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are definitely, considered kind of adjacent to the Nashville market. We have access to a lot of we constantly have speakers coming from Nashville to speak to our students. Sometimes we're bringing the Nashville to Murfreesboro a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we also have our music business program is entirely capable of taking it online or in person. We are finding, what's interesting is we're finding a lot of students are doing both. So they're taking some classes in person, some online, as sort of working with their schedules and their lives. And many have jobs and are balancing. And we see that as a good thing. You know, the music industry, you're balancing a lot of different hats and got to hustle. And so it's all part of the education. But I'm super proud of our students, super proud of our professors, especially love how collaborative our professors are and how generous with their network they are.
Yeah. We were always so jealous of those in the recording industry. When I was in school, it was because they, you know, they worked overnight and they slept in, you know, we could never sleep in.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Everybody works in the early mornings and that kind of thing. But that is good to hear. Also,
radio is an early gig.
Yeah,
it
certainly is.
Well, the artists are getting up early to come talk to you as well.
Well, I guess that's true. Yeah. Or they're not going to bed and they're just staying up. That's usually the way that goes. In that article, I also saw that it was mentioned about, you know, just the hands-on experience that the students are getting throughout the, you know, full College of Media and Entertainment and the Recording Industry Department too. But Bonnaroo was a huge part of that article, wasn't it?
It is, yeah. So, I mean, I see it as there's multiple levels of real experiential learning we're doing. And MTSU, that's no new, that's right. What we do, right? That's how we roll at MTSU. But in the Recording Industry Department, we have facilities that allow the students to, when you talked about late night, I was thinking about the students who are working late night in our labs, in different studios, and we kind of operate all the time. Yeah. Because our students who have classes in these kind of high technology classrooms, recording studios and electronic music labs and stuff, they have a certain number of hours in those spaces to do their homework. So there's all 24/7 we're operating in our program. But I think what you're talking about is some of the real high-level experiences that we have as opportunities for students. So we have a trip to the Grammy Awards week, and students are volunteering there. We have this trip to Bonnaroo, which is a collaboration with Media Arts, so the Media Arts recording truck, remote recording truck. And our professors in recording industry are collaborating, where they are filming and recording and mixing live audio for two stages at Bonnaroo this past year. And I think it was like 52 concerts that they then were uploaded to Hulu as Hulu's coverage of Bonnaroo. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool when you see our students getting to not just shadow what's going on in the industry, but really be doing it. And pretty impressive. I hope we can continue to do things like that. We last year, for the first time, we brought, actually, it was technically this year, but last academic year was the first time we brought students to South by Southwest to volunteer, and we're doing that again in the coming South by. So I love that one because it kind of goes across our college, right? Because there's the film part of South by Southwest, and then there's the audio part, music part. So there's a lot of opportunities for students. We just have to organize, and like I said, our faculty are very generous of spirit, and they want to be introducing students to the environment.
Well, and for those who were listening to our first segment with Kristen, you know, the scholarship deadline and all, and if your son, daughter, grandchild, they're interested in recording industry or mass media, things of that nature, media and entertainment, get those scholarships done.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Because that's very important.
It's really important, and it's a huge part. Like, we don't believe that, you know, you should have to be in, we believe that it should be affordable to be able to enter the industry. And we will do anything we can to try to help students who are passionate and want to be part of the music industry.
Michelle, you touched on this just a second ago, and I blew by it, and then it just came back into my mind. So I'm going to mention it again. The article was, and it quoted Dr. Keel, but it was really about affordable college in this sphere, right? And that's huge.
I think it spoke to the fact that so there was a time when we were one of the only programs, right? We're a 50-year-old program, which is rare, though there are some other 50-year-old programs because there was an initiative 50 years ago by the Recording Academy to try to gain more get universities to have these programs. So there are a few of us that are 50. What we've seen is a lot of programs that are coming in charging very high amounts of money for not necessarily the same facilities and not necessarily the same depth of curriculum. And so I think somewhat what you're seeing in that article is a nod to it should still be affordable, and in some places it's not. It's really become a way some universities make money, and I understand that. But I'm really proud that we have continued to commit to our students and to make sure that then when they get into the industry, they're in a decent financial position to be able to compete in the marketplace.
Well, I hope folks will find out more at mtsunews.com, and you can search the information about what we've been talking about this morning, and a great recognition for the department. Any final thoughts here, Michelle?
Just if you can't tell, I'm super proud of our department and our students in particular and their unique interests and the depth of curriculum that we cover. So I think, you know, to get the value of the education we get, and there's so many directions you can go with a degree in the recording industry at MTSU. And I guess I'm really glad that we can offer that tailored experience for what someone wants to do, because there's so many jobs in so many angles, and people think of it as one thing, but there's so many jobs in music, and we're preparing folks for whatever that interest is and skill is.
It's been fun talking to you this
morning.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks,
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Michelle Conceason, Chair of the Recording Industry Department at MTSU, joining us here on the Action Line this morning. 8:45, we'll be back with more conversation about our local university, Middle Tennessee State, in just a moment.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
CBS News Brief. New info about President-elect Trump's defense secretary pick. Former Fox host Pete Hegseth paid a settlement to a woman who had accused him of sexual assault in 2017. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Hegseth's attorney told CBS News that the Army veteran paid the woman to ward off a baseless lawsuit.
President Biden says he now supports Ukraine's use of American-supplied long-range missiles in its battle with Russia. Through an interpreter, President Zelensky said,
"Today, many in the media are talking about the fact that we have received permission to take appropriate actions. But blows are not inflicted with words. Such things are not announced in advance. The rockets will speak for themselves."
A group of neo-Nazis marched in Columbus, Ohio over the weekend.
"The Muslims are cowards. You know, they don't want to show their faces.
This is not the America that I used to know."
Some were holding flags with swastikas. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Good morning. It's been slow trying to get into Clarksville from the earlier crash we had in Montgomery County on 24 westbound near the 9-mile marker. Yes, it's busy coming eastbound as you head towards the Jolton area. Still some volume over here right now on 40 westbound. All that traffic coming in from Mount Juliet there into Hermitage, working your way towards Donaldson Pike there on 40 westbound. Give yourself extra time out here. There's been lots of radar. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, anything at all going on with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Partial sunshine develops here this afternoon. We'll see a high in the mid-40s. Tonight, a chance for some showers and thunderstorms here late, cloudy, and a low near 60. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 57.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
The Action Line, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they're proud to serve this incredible community. And they're thankful for you, a trusted member. May your Thanksgiving be full of blessings and joy. Happy Thanksgiving from MTE. Well, in our conversation about Middle Tennessee State University this morning, we're going to talk to Sergeant Caitlin Ledke and Sergeant Jason Hurley this morning. And I promise I paid the parking tickets from 20 years ago.
Nice.
So just want to get that out there. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Rape Aggression Defense Systems, or RAD, course that is coming up. So, Caitlin, do you want to tell me about RAD and what is RAD?
Yeah, so RAD is a very basic self-defense class for women, typically aged 13 years of up. They've got other classes as well. This is just the one that we currently host. I say basic self-defense class, very basic, as in you don't really need a big fitness background, martial arts background, nothing like that. It's just the bare bones for somebody who has maybe never so much as thrown a punch before. So it just kind of gives them those building blocks to be able to get a handle on it.
Gotcha. Is this something, Jason, that has been done for a while?
Yes, sir. So we have actually offered RAD probably before my time. I think it was a grant position, and like I said, that's before my time, so I don't remember how that all worked. But I've been a part of RAD for 10 years now, and so it's something that we try to offer every semester.
Yeah, well, if it's over 10 years old, it's been around for a while. So
yes, it has.
Why is, I'll let both of you answer this, why do you think this is an important thing for women and girls to actually go through this course?
I think it's important just because, like, especially the kind of world we're living in today, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. And I think it's important that everybody have some sort of self-defense basics, something to be able to feel confident enough in defending yourself if you needed to. I think sometimes we kind of rely on the false safety of keychains and all these other tools that we like to think are going to protect us in the moment, but especially if you don't learn how to use them and train with them, they can fail very easily. And I think a physical self-defense class is very helpful in the sense of being able to protect yourself.
Yeah, when you're talking about that, I'm thinking about my daughter, who has this keychain full of keys and then like a little very small purse, a coin mm-hmm. purse, and you know, the mace all on that whole keychain thing. And
yep.
You know, the words that are on the side of the little mace can and all that, you can't read them. It's been so, is it even good anymore? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I've seen the keychains. They're huge. They got so much stuff on them, and it's like all the fumbling you're going to have to do
exactly.
to try to grab it. How easily can you actually access that?
In that moment.
Yep.
Yeah, so just some of the things to think about. This, Sergeant Hurley, is a free training?
Yes,
is that
it
right?
Is.
Okay. And what are the, is it just for college students, or how does that work?
So no, we open it up to our entire community. Our chief has basically paid the cost for everything, for the materials, for the books, things like that. We open it up to community, so anyone that's 13 plus who is a woman can join and take advantage of the class, and we welcome as many people as we can get from our community. We try to do about 30 people a class. So the more classes we could do, the better it is.
Okay. Are there certain age groups or?
So no, it's just 13 and plus. Anything okay. younger than 13, we found that the material is a little too hard for them to comprehend, or it's too serious of a nature for someone that young to really be able to put together in their mind as a why something. Because, you know, we're talking about, you know, sexual assaults. We're talking about violent issues. And so it, you know, somebody younger than 13, it really becomes really hard for them to understand a lot of those terminologies.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. When do the classes begin?
So what we do is we try to do at least two a semester based on how many people we have wanting to take the class. We have for a long time worked off of a off of a system where when they come and they register with us, we put them on a waiting list. And so as a next class comes up, we work through that waiting list. And so if we have about at least six people minimum, we will do a class. And so basically, if we have groups that reach out, like wanting maybe a private event for them, which Girl Scouts call us all the time, and they're like, hey, can you do something for us? We will do that. So,
oh, wow. That is pretty cool. So, Sergeant Ledke, I did want to go back and pull you back in and talk about the training. You said that you don't have to have any experience with, you know, like, you know, physical training or things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So is that an aspect of it? Is there physical training part of this course?
In terms of like strength conditioning and stuff, no, not really.
Right.
And I think that's part of why it's so great is we're able to cater it to everybody. We've had especially older women come in who maybe can't move as easily anymore, have some sort of disability, replacements of body parts and stuff, and we're able to kind of turn it and cater it to them so they can still participate as well. So there really is no physical aspect required in it as far as being at a certain shape.
Okay.
So come as you are, and we'll make it work.
Well, that is good to know. And also the fact that you're going to be learning several tactics. It's not just one thing, right?
Absolutely.
So yep. Kind of walk us through maybe some of the things that you would learn during the classes.
Yeah, so it's not just a physical portion as well. We also talk about safety tips, certain things that we can do to avoid being in those situations to begin with. And just discussing, again, different tools as far as the keychains and stuff, what we can do better about that.
Yeah.
And then we kind of get into the physical portion. We're showing them how to get into a certain stance so they're steady. We're showing them how to be able to move around because some people have never moved like that before. We're showing them how to throw strikes, throw punches. Again, some people have never made so much as a fist before. So it's just getting them the feel for being in that kind of position. And then we move into doing stuff like kicks, knee strikes. We work them through different drills with the pads and stuff. And by the time it's all said and done, they've got this toolbox full of stuff and they get to fight him on the last day in a giant padded suit. And they love it. They have a ball with it.
You take all the abuse then.
Right? I do. Yeah. Okay. We have some of the ladies that take our class are power hitters and they can punch and kick really hard. And so I feel it sometimes. I know she can attest to this, that sometimes I'll leave the class with a concussion, a mild concussion, just because how hard I can get hit sometimes. Even though we're in padded suits and everything, it's still,
wow.
Yeah, they still punch really hard.
So it's just like those NFL players that get those concussions,
yes.
Huh? just never know.
You never know.
But at least I guess those that are training in that know that they've landed a punch that probably would render someone at least help in their situation.
Yes. You know, and that's what the class is about. The class is really about empowerment,
yeah.
About self-confidence, about finding that belief in oneself to be able to push through any obstacles that they may face in their life. And so and that's what we're trying to do is find a safe place that has that empowerment and healing.
Did you say that you do classes twice a year or twice a semester?
Twice a semester.
Okay.
We can do more than that. Again, that depends on the availability.
Sure.
Also, there's currently three instructors right now. And so our schedules, you know, because we're full-time doing other things, and so our schedules sometimes are hard to line up. And then the university is really busy, so trying to find availability sometimes for a place to do that can be kind of difficult. But we try to do at least two a semester. We can do more than that if we have the interest.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, even Girl Scout troops and things of that nature. Is that something you do on campus, or could you do that off campus?
We've done it off campus. We have done a few things off campus in the past, so we're not opposed to doing that.
Okay.
A lot of it, though, fortunately, we get to do it on campus, so it kind of works out to, you know, makes it a little bit easier for
sure.
Us anyway.
Absolutely. So I don't know that we've given the dates of the next class. So
our current class that we have going on that starts November, was it 25th?
I believe so.
That one's actually full. We're actually running another class right now that starts on Wednesdays, November 27th. And that class is almost full. So we are starting to work on another backup list for probably January. So we're looking at right now maybe starting maybe mid-January.
So the November 25th to December 16th class
is completely full. It filled up within the first few weeks of us posting it out. And then now we opened up another class just because we had such a big interest. So we have about 60 ladies right now that are, and we have a Girl Scout troop that's waiting.
Oh, good. So. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Any final thoughts from either of you here this morning?
I just want to say, despite the classes being full, like, I don't want that to deter anybody from registering. Like he said, we've got that wait list. So please send us your information if you're interested and we'll get you on the list. And if openings happen, then we'll fit you in.
So what's the best place to go to the MTSU Police website to find information about RAD?
I believe there's so information on there, but as far as registration goes, rad@mtsu.edu. Just email us with like your name, phone number, all that contact information, and okay, we typically do it that way.
Easy peasy. Sounds good. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for
absolutely
having us.
Absolutely. Our friends from MTSU Police, Sergeant Caitlin Ledke and Jason Hurley, joining us to talk about the Rape Aggression Defense course, RAD, and that's at MTSU, rad@mtsu.edu. Online for more information. That will do it for our program today. Thanks so very much for joining in. And coming up next, it's the Roundtable After News.